When you meditate, you have to depend on yourself. As the Buddha said, atta hi atana natto. The self is its own mainstay. We look for happiness in life. It turns out the things that lead to happiness, things that we have to do ourselves. All too many people think that happiness has to come from outside. They try to arrange the world outside to be just the way they want it. This person should act this way, that person should do this, that. And only then will they be happy. Well, they're never going to be happy if that's their attitude. True happiness comes from being generous, being virtuous, and developing thoughts of goodwill. And these are things you have to do yourself. You can't get other people to do them. You can tell other people to do them. But then the happiness is theirs. If you want happiness, you have to do these things yourself. So look at areas where your generosity is still weak or your virtue is still weak. Where your thoughts of goodwill are not universal. Because if you develop goodwill, it has to be for everybody. Not just for the people you like, even for people you don't like. The Buddha's not telling you to like people you don't like, but basically to treat them well. Don't do anything that would harm their genuine well-being. In order to develop these qualities, you need strength inside. There's food for you. There's food of conviction. Believing in the Buddha's awakening that he really did awaken to the principle that we gain happiness by our actions. If you're convinced of that, then you will be, of course, will be more likely to act in skillful ways yourself. And there's persistence. You stick with it, stick with it. Cultivate the desire to abandon unskillful qualities and to develop skillful ones. You develop mindfulness, remembering all these things, keeping them in mind, not only while you're here at the monastery, but as wherever you go. And concentration. That's really food for the mind, the sense of the well-being that you gain when the mind settles down. Have a sense of refreshment as you breathe in, breathe out. And then there's discernment. You see clearly what's going to lead to your long-term welfare and happiness, what's going to lead to your long-term harm. And you have the discernment to figure out how to make yourself want to do the things that will lead to true happiness and not want to do the things that will lead to harm. When your mind is fed with these qualities, okay, then it has a lot more energy for creating the causes of happiness, generosity, virtue, development of thoughts of goodwill. That way you really can depend on yourself, because it has to be the way, no matter what, you have to depend on yourself. But the question is, are you dependable? If you haven't developed these qualities, then you can't really depend on yourself, and your happiness is then undependable. To realize that your happiness has to come from you. And you have to work on it now. People around you can't do these things for you. They can encourage you, but you're the one who actually has to do them. When you realize that and you act on it, okay, that's when you really are your own mainstay, a mainstay that you can trust, because you're beginning to take into your mind the qualities of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, which really are true refuges in the mind.